Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of Close Up Talk Radio, live on the air worldwide, as we welcome back to our program the wonderful, I should actually call her the birthday girl today. We purposely moved the show to today at this time with the wonderful Helen Olien, author, because today is her birthday. So we want to wish Helen, from all of us here at Close Up Talk Radio and the thousands, if not millions, of listeners worldwide who listen to our program every day and evening here on Close Up Talk Radio, a very happy birthday. We're continuing our series with her. She's returning to Close Up Talk Radio. You know, she was fascinated with writing and also animals. She loved animals when she was a child. And now she's been writing and writing and writing, and she loves it. She's got a real passion for it. She wrote countless stories for her own viewing. But after suffering a serious accident, becoming wheelchair-bound, Helen decided to turn that passion into a magnificent series of tales for all of us to see. Over her professional career, Helen has completed 13 books of various themes, 8 of which are doggy-themed, and they're wonderful for children, including The Doggy Trip and The Doggy Farm. Now, Helen's most successful work to date is The Aliens, which was featured by Amazon as well, which we've talked about previously. But more importantly than that, people just love her work. The best accolade that she gets is from people who love to read the material. So these books are wonderful, and we'll tell you during the course of the show how you can get a copy of them. It's really a tremendous honor. Now, she has been currently completing the 9th and final installment of this doggy-themed series of books. Beautiful illustrations, animations, and the wonderful book is The Doggy Master. We're going to talk about that today. It's going to wrap up this series of doggy books, but that's not wrapping up Helen's writing. She's got so much more to write, to share with folks, and The Cooks and The Aliens, and just so much more. A lot of fun stuff. She's calling in direct to Close Up Talk Radio this afternoon from the wonderful town of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Let's welcome back to our show the birthday girl, Helen Olien. Happy birthday, Helen. How is your birthday going today? And welcome back to our show.
Well, you're making it bloom with these wonderful good wishes. It's nice to get this good birthday wish. I told you I'm going to be 29 from now on.
That's right. But I thought we agreed 27.
yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And I can be young for the rest of my life. That's what I want to be, so I can write for young people. You have to be young to write for young people. At least you have to be young inside yourself. And I love writing for young kids.
You
most
do.
Of
you
all,
have a
I
real
think
passion.
I like having those book signings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where
meeting.
I go in this special costume with a cover of my book embedded on my chest. And see these kids approach the table where I have my books. And they see the illustrations, and a smile comes over their face. They like what they see. And there are times when their happiness makes their family that came with them buy one of my books. So I must have something that's saleable inside of me.
Yes, you do. And Helen, I bet that that's probably one of the most wonderful joys in life is when you're able to make a child smile, isn't it? Don't you get something great?
Yeah, it is. It's one of the great pleasures of my life that I'm responsible, that something I put down, and it's digital. You know, it isn't a brush with oils or watercolors. It's digital. It's from my computer. It's using a paint software program. And this is what pleases me, too, that I'm not a really finished artist. In fact, I never went to art school.
Right.
So what I do has a shade of cartoon to it, which I love, because my favorite author is Dr. Seuss, and I find his drawings slightly cartoonish because they're a little primitive, and I love that because that's what comes out of me, something a little primitive.
Well, you're
and
the real deal.
I am doing animation. I'm learning how with a finished artist. And I have three of my books already on the iBookstore of Apple, which is
animated. We want to get into, just for folks who may be tuning into today's edition, since we're doing it in the afternoon, it is this a little after 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time live right now on this episode. But we want to describe a little bit quickly about the books as far as your writing style with the being involved in rhyme verse. And then let's talk about the dog.
Oh, yeah, that I have to tell your people.
Yeah.
That every page has rhyme verse on it. Every two lines rhymes. It's rather primitive, you know. Like with bright, it'll be light, shite, height, might, you know, very simple rhyming words. Every two lines, and the adult might not like it, but kids sure love it. Kids love rhyme verse. I don't know why, but they do. So I give it to them because my whole motive in writing for children is to encourage them to learn how to read because that enriches life. And by that, they might find the Bible, and they might find some of the wonderful books published over the centuries. That's my goal. I have big ambitions for my kids when they buy my books.
And don't lose that passion that you have. Now the final installment of the series of books is called The Doggy Master. What are some of the themes behind the book, the birthday, the boss?
Well, the reason is after writing all the other doggy books, I realized or suggested to myself that my final doggy should be the master of every situation, and that's what he is. He's the master of these various situations, like when a thief enters the office where he works, he tosses a book at him and gets rid of him, and oh boy, he's a celebrity in the office. And his boss insists that the next day is his birthday, to come and celebrate it in the office, which he does. And there are gifts and words of praise, you know. And it gives me a chance to have a doggy who's without fault of any kind. He's a master. And there are all kinds of situations in which this is proved, in which I do an illustration to match the verse which claims his mastery. All right. So I had fun doing it. But it's the final doggy book. I feel that 9 books is enough. That's enough. So my next book will be about helping children sleep, and there are verses about the condition of children in bed, their mother pulling up the covers and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's completely different from what I've been doing, but it has great appeal.
That's fantastic.
Because children consider sleep time very important.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And parents do too. So the mother has to be in the room with them. However, as an artist, I'm finding it hard how to think about designing 16 different beds, 16 different children sleeping, 16 different rhymes on verse.
Oh, boy, you got to
And that will be a little difficult, but I'll do it.
Now, with the Doggy Master, when is that scheduled to be released?
Well, I finished it, I think it was yesterday.
Oh, you did?
And it will go on my website, right away, and I will be approaching a printer here in Albuquerque and asking him to print it, because I want people to buy it, and I want to have volumes on hand. And I've gotten a statement from him of what he's going to charge. So it will be very short.
You have a special announcement, too, in terms of...
Yeah, there will be an announcement on my website.
Yeah,
you know,
tell us about the
maybe a press release.
Yeah, well, your other exciting announcement, Helen, is the creation and going live with your website towards the end of this week, right? You'll have a new website up for people to check out?
Oh, yes, and people will be able to order on that and have a book delivered.
Do you have the website address to tell people?
Oh, yeah, I've taken care of all that with a printer here in town.
So, Helen, what is the...
There's the shipping, and as a lady in a wheelchair, I can't get to the post office.
Of course. But do you have the address of the website so people can check that out?
No, not yet. I'll have it Friday. I'll have it Friday, and I can send it to you then.
Yeah.
I actually don't know where it's going to be. It's being taken care of by people who are skilled at that kind of thing.
We could always post it on our Facebook fan page, Close Up Talk Radio.
Yeah, how about that? I thank you. There will be some extra expose of Helen Olean.
Well, speaking of the in-depth expose we're doing now, do you have a passage or two that you can read for us live on the air on Close Up Talk Radio this afternoon from The Doggy Master so people can get a sense of that great book?
Yeah, well, it'll be there by then.
Yeah.
A lot of books.
Oh, yeah.
And people can have their choice because I have more than doggy books.
Oh,
I have young adult books. One is based on a 200-story building on the Chicago River. I was born and raised in Chicago, you know,
so I know the
Chicago River. Yeah. And there's this 200-story building, fiction, of course, that I put there with a great super show. So I wrote a book about it with these wonderful, magical things that happen at the super show. And the cover of the book shows this 200-story building with a man in black climbing up the side of it. That I had to do.
What's the name of that one?
Tales from the Super Shows. Tales from the Super Shows. And it's for 16 to 20-year-olds, whereas my children are for 8-year-olds.
That book is already published and done?
Yeah, that was done by Create Press, which is a subsidiary of Amazon.com. And, it was done a couple of years ago, I think in 2010. And I have a finished copy of it, of course, here in my library in my apartment.
Yeah. Now,
but for selling it, no, it hasn't really sold. But now it will on my website.
Now, can you read for us a passage or two from The Doggy Master? Do you have that in front of you?
I have right in my hand here.
Good, yeah. Read us a little bit from that book so people can hear it. Yeah.
All right, I'm turning the page now. Your birthday is tomorrow, his boss said. You must celebrate here. And so it was, with lots of cheer and lots of drink and cake by the pound and laughter ringing round with everybody enjoying the sound. And the illustration shows two doggies and the page is filled with wonderful cupcakes and chocolate-covered cake and whipped cream on other cakes, you know. All right, and the next
you
page...
You love describing that, don't you, the cupcakes? Just listening to the way you're describing the cupcakes and the chocolate. And I think you enjoyed writing that portion of the book, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. I truly do. Well,
chocolate.
I was brought up that way. My dad adored chocolate, and he had it every night after dinner, after a sweet dessert that our cook made for him. And
what
he'd
kind
go
of
in the bedroom and curl up on his big lounge chair,
Did he have dark chocolate?
His mother would
chocolate?
Get the chocolate box down
what
from the
chocolate?
Closet and give it to him, and he'd eat it. This is the way we were brought up.
So, Helen, what
all right,
kind
so
of chocolate
Barney
did he have?
Had gifts that gave him joy and inner lifts. And Peter put his cake in the ceiling. Peter is his fellow worker who has the gift of rising in the air, a little bit of fantasy. And it was done with feeling. And my illustration shows the two doggies, Peter and Barney, embracing. So I got a lot of fur, and I have cakes and boxes of gifts surrounding them. And in his hand is a big cake that's going up to the ceiling. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next verse. Barney had to call him when he wanted a slice. And it was a great day with a lot of spice when Peter carried him to the ceiling twice. And that illustration shows the two fur babies embracing and this big chocolate cake up above on the ceiling. And, of course, I have a dark brown chocolate paint behind them to act as a ceiling. And I have an elaborate chandelier. So that the reader will know that those two doggies are going up to the ceiling. All right. Have you had enough?
No, you have
right,
another
the
one
last,
for us?
All right.
Yeah.
The next ad is he ate his fill and would be there still if it weren't for pastries to nibble on the windowsill. And there I show Barney with a big collection of cupcakes. And his mouth is open, you see his teeth, and he's gobbling a big cupcake. And that's the end of the book. I have him eating cupcakes, and that's the end of Helen Olien's command.
I love all that. Yeah, absolutely. It's great.
That's the end.
That is
and
terrific.
That will be
now,
going on sale very shortly.
Was it hard to decide to make that your last book in the series? Was it a hard decision for you to make?
Not really. Not when you've done as many as I have. No, and of course I can always come back to it, or I can always have their children with new books. In fact, one of my doggy books has an uncle who gives the doggy a puppy. And so I have a puppy in that one, and that lets me do different things in illustrations. I have him surrounded by big doggies because he's a little puppy, and there's this little cute little baby in their midst, and they're making a fuss over him. You know, I can always come back
and
do another book.
Now,
but for a while, I'd like to do other things, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. You need to go into different directions. But tell us, where can people find these books? I know you Maypole books, right?
Yeah, Maypole books. Well, you can either email me at helenolien, lowercase, one word, gmail.com, and I can take care of it. Probably Amazon.com, although I've withdrawn from Amazon because of their treatment of me. You know, they put me on their 100 bestseller list for a book of mine of cartoons that I will be selling on my website, a 96-page cartoon. Tune book for $8.50 that was printed back in 1992. That's 20 years ago. And those SOBs never paid me a penny, not a penny, not a nickel, not a dime for it. I had to go to a legal outfit.
Oh, boy.
They came forward a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That they had sold $72.32.
So
I don't know if your audience will believe this, but I swear it's the truth.
Yeah, you would.
48 hours later, I get five 5 emails from them saying that there was no money put out. That,
now, where can, other than there, where can people find the book? Will it, so the books will be
Hastings
available.
At Hastings Bookstore. At Hastings Bookstore. There are 5 of them here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
They carry my line. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And as I say,
but you mentioned something about, was it with Apple? Was it iBooks?
Oh, yeah. The iBookstore has 3 of my books in animation.
Right.
There are 2 of them are doggy books, and the other one is a story a friend gave me of a black beast she used to see in her bedroom as a child, which is amazing because she's a brilliant woman and very perceptive. And to have her tell me the story was something. So I did a book on it. And I have this boy in bed with this black monster hovering over him. Of course, it turns out to be just a mental thing, just an impression that he has. And there is no beast. I want to foster that on young children. But that's the other book that's on the web, on the iBookstore, and that's animated. So there's that book, and there's The Doggy Affair, which is about a doggy and a cat who become friends, because I want children to know that the hostility between a dog and a cat is not necessarily so. And if you watch television, and you'll find out this is true too, because they'll have cats riding on the backs of dogs. The Animal Planet is what it's called.
The
show.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. That is a great the network. Yeah.
Well, that's a great show. In fact, I turn Animal Planet on. Whenever I turn on the television, I turn that on first. I have to see what's going on because I love, especially on a Saturday, they'll have little puppies and little kittens rolling all over the place and so adorable. In fact, it's called Too Cute.
Yeah. Now, today's your birthday, and we're so honored that you're celebrating your birthday here live with me on Close Up Talk Radio. We're joining right now Helen Olien, a wonderful author. This is Jim Masters. You listen to Close Up Talk Radio. What else are you doing to celebrate your birthday today, Helen?
Well, I have part of my family coming in, not today, tomorrow, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And they'll probably send me a huge Chinese dinner because I love Chinese food. And there's a restaurant here in Albuquerque that they call delivers from 5 in the evening until 8 at night. And that's what I'll probably get. And I'll be able to eat Chinese food for a week and munch, munch, munch. That'll be wonderful.
You're content with the basics in life, aren't you? You don't need all the frills and all the pizzazz. You just give me the basics, and Helen Olien is a happy person, isn't she?
Oh, well, yes, I am. But let me add to what you're saying, that when you have an experience as severe as mine, like having a leg removed, you learn what is important, and you learn how to pray, and you learn how to depend on a superior power, and that gives you peace and fulfillment and the guide to where to go and what to do. And believe me, I depend upon that.
Yeah, it's given you a whole new perspective on what life is all about.
Exactly. I had a very easy life. I had parents who loved me dearly. I had everything. My dad was well off. He had a lumber company.
Yeah.
And I had mink. I had diamonds. I had pearls. I had everything, and including their great love.
Yeah.
And all that vanished, especially with this awful accident. But I'm happy now. I'm a happy person. Except I want to be 27.
You say that with such gusto.
Yeah,
I want to be 27. I want to eat chocolate for the rest of my life and not gain a pound.
just have it on my kitchen counter so I can go. And you know, at night I wake up often in the middle of the night, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and I go in there and I have chocolate and hot coffee and potato chips.
Wow. If I wasn't here in the snowbound Northeast and I was over in Albuquerque, I'd have some chocolate with you for your birthday.
Absolutely. Well, anytime you come here, that's what you'll be offered.
What kind of chocolate did your dad like? Dark chocolate, milk chocolate? What was his favorite?
Well, I love the dark chocolate, and I love it with almonds or nuts of various kinds.
That's very good.
And Hershey's Nuggets comes with small bits of chocolate, but inside there's a nice big almond, and you crush down on.
I like the way your voice, when you're really describing it, your voice shifts. When you really want to, there's a nice big almond in there.
Well, I probably salivate too if your audience.
I can picture that
expression.
We're on the radio right now on Close Up Talk Radio, but I'm visualizing all of these things you're describing. But we want to make sure that we definitely hit home to people that these wonderful books, The Doggy Trip, The Doggy Farm, The Doggy Master, and all the other ones are eventually going to be, towards the end of this week, just probably Google the name Helen Olien. That's H-E-L-E-N. O-L-I-A-N. That's, again, H-E-L-E-N-O-L-I-N. Google the name. You'll see it come up. The website towards the end of this week. You'll find out about the books, probably samples, things of that nature. Or you can send an email to helenolien@gmail.com. Let her know you heard about her here on Close Up Talk Radio. She's a wonderful person, as you can see, and really passionate. And that passion is transferred into these wonderful tales for children and the wonderful books that you have for all the rest, not necessarily the children as well. So a lot more to be heard in future years from Helen Olien, right?
Well, I thank you for this wonderful publicity. And anyone who writes me will get an answer. I will not neglect anyone. Anyone who lets me know that they liked one of my books or they liked this show and liked what I had to say, and liked your questions. And
appreciate that.
I'll be happy to write them. That's my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I wanted to go on the same way.
That's it. I mean, you're connecting with people. All of these wonderful books that you have, I mean, on Apple's iBooks, they're available as well, and you know, once people get one book, they want the rest. And once the children also hear and see these books and read them and or have them read to them and see the colorful illustrations.
Exactly. Well, if the children don't read yet, the parents will have to read to them.
Read it to
or
them.
Or an older sister or brother or an aunt or an uncle, you know.
Yeah, and that's such
an adult
bonding.
Will have to read to them.
And it's a bonding experience for the parent or grandparent or older sister and brother to read to them as well. Well, Helen, we are finished our half hour. It always goes so fast. It's such a joy to have you on the show. We hope to have you back soon. I'd love to chat with you more here on Close Up Talk Radio. And we, again, wish you a phenomenal and very happy, healthy birthday and many, many more from all your friends here at Close Up Talk Radio.
Well, I thank you for this enriching experience I didn't expect to have when I was 27. And I do thank you.
Well, good things come to those who wait, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
thank you again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed your time with us on the show.
I certainly did. It was lovely. Thank you so very much.
You are welcome.
I'm going to say goodbye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have some chocolate.
Yeah, you're right.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Our special guest, Helen Olien, here on Close Up Talk Radio. Is she a riot or what? She's terrific. straight from the heart. Again, check out her website towards the end of the week and find out more about her one book. This is Jim Masters for all of us here at Close Up Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning into our show today. Don't forget our Facebook fan page. Like us and connect with us at Close Up Talk Radio on Facebook.com. And keep tuned to us every day, weekdays and weeknights, for fascinating guests from around the world right here. This is Jim Masters. Thanks for listening to Close Up Talk Radio. Talk to you again soon right here. Take care.